Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gaylord Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The catcher, Johnny Oates. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Bell moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Chambliss reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. Broemer goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua strikes out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer catches it and throws to first to double up Buford. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Harrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts towards the mound. Harrison fields it and throws to first for the out. McCraw moves to second. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rorick Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Chambliss moves to second. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles is walked intentionally. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Bevacqua hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Bevacqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0-for-1 in the game. Oates takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-0 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell is hit by the pitch. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Blair reaches third base with a triple. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fosse hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fosse moves to second. Two outs. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa is 0 for 2 in the game. Bebakwa hits a fly ball into right field. Crowley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Schoppe pinch hits for Rorick Harrison. Del Unser now playing left field. Tom Schoppe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoppe takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oates moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowley hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Broimer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broimer is 0 for 3 in the game. Broimer hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Al Bumbrey pinch hits for Doyle Alexander. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Oates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oates is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Oates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buford moves to second. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Oates moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 3 in the game. Duffy is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Duffy moves to second. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-for-3 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-for-4 in the game. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with what covering, for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chambliss moves to third. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Eddie Watt. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.